Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. I am Linda Torres, and I am your host here on Angels Are Near Us, here on bbsradio.com, number one live internet radio. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. This is our 55-minute program. We started a little bit late, but we had some kind of angelic technical problems, which is now solved. Anyway, our sincere intention is always to bring you loving messages and communication about the angels, the archangels, and all celestial beings. So I want to invite at this moment all the angels and all the archangels to be with us at this moment. Please bring your holiness and your sacredness to guide us into our highest good at this time. I thank you, angels, for being with us now. Amen. So tonight, we have a special guest. Her name is Reverend Christine Green. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Christine. I've known Christine for many years. She is a very inspiring spiritual teacher. Reverend Christine is the founding minister of Sacred Heart Ministries. That is a ministry without walls and emerged from a vision for helping others to incorporate universal truth into their professional and personal lives. Her inspiration is to guide others in revealing their authenticity and embrace their uniqueness and love themselves. Christine has served in leadership roles at a number of ministries, both in California and Oregon. She has a degree in business administration and has served as practitioner for the United Church of Religious Science. Reverend Christine was ordained in 2001 and was also married to her husband, Lawrence Green, that same year. She's had the opportunity to teach, facilitate, and counsel others for over more than 20 years. She is also a contributing author to Pearls of Wisdom, for living a richer life and breaking through, getting past the stuck points in your life. Christine will talk about today about her new book. It's Anatomy of Caring. It's a wonderful story of insights on faith from a caregiver and a patient. If you'd like to visit her website for more information, that is www.sacredheartministries.org. We will be opening the lines after the break, so you can ask Christine any questions, or we can give you your angel messages. So without further delay, let me introduce our special guest, Reverend Christine Green. Hello, Christine.
Hi, Linda. Thank you so much for having me here tonight.
Well, I'm so happy to have you here, and the angels are too. It's a wonderful time to talk about this. As I was reading parts of the book, I was very inspired, you know. It's very inspiring. It's very loving. And most of all, I was very touched since I have known you for many years, and I also knew Lawrence, your lovely husband. But my first question, and I guess listeners would also ask, what inspired you to write about such a personal journey?
Thanks, Linda. You know, Lawrence, I was taking care of Lawrence. He had a number of illnesses, and then he got leukemia. And when he had leukemia, I started keeping a journal and also a blog. And I was blogging to let family members and friends know what was happening and what news there was and conditions he had. And I just felt that a caregiver needs some kind of support. And initially, the book was going to be a how-to book of caregiving. And once I became a caregiver, I realized I don't know very much at all. But what did inspire me was spiritual inspiration and faith. And there were so many people praying for us, and it was really faith that got me through each day and got all of us through, all the family members through. So then it just changed into using my journal and the blog messages into being more a book of faith rather than a how-to book.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that all came into being.
I did notice that, and I will mention that it's encouraging as well, because it's not a how-to, you know, it's not a manual. It's really very loving, and at the same time, it's a tool, you know, for caregivers. But why did you choose that name, Anatomy of Caring?
When I was thinking about caregiving is so complex. Mm-hmm. There's no one part of it. It looks like it's about taking care of the patient, but it's way more than that. It's the physical work, it's emotional, it's spiritual, it's thinking about things, dealing with doctors. It takes every single part of you. So anatomy is the art of dissection. And so I started looking, if you dissect caring, because normally when we think of caring, we think that we're going to go to the doctor, take someone to a doctor visit, that we're going to bring them something to eat. We think of the physical things that we do. But when you dissect it, there's so many parts. It's really holistic. And it really pulls on every aspect of our being. And so that's, and quite frankly, I believe the angels gave it to me, because I was in prayer. I knew I was writing this book, and I didn't know what to call it. And I was in prayer and meditation one day, and the name just popped out. And that was it. I tried changing the name, and I couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was meant to be.
It definitely sounds, I mean, what I read is what it was meant to be. It's very, you know, heartwarming. And as you mentioned, also, it's a part of a service ministry of serving the one you love. So who is this book meant for?
It can be for anyone that's caring for a loved one. It could be taking care of a parent, a spouse, a sick child. It's intended to be, there's inspirations in there of what I saw, how I was inspired. And then I have a page after each inspiration, a blank page for the caregiver to write their own notes and create their own journal. Because what happens in caregiving, so many things happen in one day. It's overwhelming. We're bombarded with questions and decisions that we have to make with doctors, financial concerns, emotional concerns, family concerns, communication, all these different things. And I pictured, when I was writing this, I pictured the caregiver, like I spent so many hours sitting at Lawrence's bedside and wanting a way to record my thoughts, and I did have a journal there that I was using. So this is a little story or a little inspiration to help the caregivers see that they're not alone, that other people have gone through this. And then there's a journal page for them to write their own thoughts.
And that is a wonderful part that I see it. You know, it's like you help people. It's a tool. It's a spiritual tool as well, because you have, you know, quotes of the Bible. And again, it's inspirational. And you're saying that people can write down in the journal whatever they're going through, because it's so important. Like you say, at that time, you're going through so much emotional pain. You're tired as well. What also caught my attention was you were writing about, your husband, Lawrence, that he had a disorder, and he didn't want anyone to know about this, correct? And
yeah.
So you also wanted to respect his request, but at the same time, you must have been going through many challenges on your own. And so how do you ask for that support, Christine?
I think that's the most important first step for anyone that's a caregiver, is mm-hmm. to ask for support. We ask for spiritual support. That's why the service that you offer is so wonderful, that people can contact you, they can pray with you, they can ask the angels for support. Definitely to ask for spiritual support. Then we have to reach out to our community to ask friends, can you stop by? Can you come to the hospital? Can you bring some groceries by? Can you run to the post office for me? Whatever it is that we call on our friends and our loved ones to, how can you help me? One of the ways people helped that was so incredible was they baked treats. Anytime you have someone that's sick, sometimes we think of baking goods and dropping it off at the sick person's house. No, mm-hmm. you drop it off at the sick person's house and say, take this to the hospital. Treats are like having gold coins in your pocket. Any time I took treats to the hospital, it was the greatest gift for those doctors, those nurses, and caregivers, all the hospital staff. They so appreciated being thought of. And they so appreciate, and they remember the patients. They're very nice to the patients when they get treats. They're nice all the time, but they remember the patient when they get those treats. So you can't believe because you've been uh-huh. through this yourself, how hard nurses and the nursing staff works. And so to acknowledge them in this way is really wonderful. So that's just one way of building support. But we have to get past that framework of I can do everything myself. We're taught so much that to be independent, that I can do it all myself, and we can't. We just can't. I tell the story, one of the stories I told in the book is about after Lawrence, he had a lot of different things happen, and one of the things that happened is while he was dealing with his leukemia and his bone marrow transplant, he had a stroke. And so mm-hmm. after his stroke, he was learning how to eat again. And so he had a speech therapist. Katie was just this delightful woman. And every morning, she wasn't supposed to do this, but every morning she went and would feed Lawrence to make sure that he was swallowing correctly, because that's the job of a speech therapist. So she made it her personal mission to do that. And I watched her and was amazed at her patience with him. And she cheered every time he took a bite and he swallowed, and she just cheered and celebrated with him. And then she was training me, then it was my turn. It was my turn. I was so impatient. I had all these things on my mind. I would give him a spoonful, and then I wouldn't wait long enough, and I'd give him another one. Sometimes his mind would wander, and I would get impatient. And I realized, I can't do this alone. And I called in our friends, and probably we had a team of about 15 to 20 people who took shifts and went to the hospital to be there, to sit with Lawrence, to pray with him, to help him eat, to talk to him, to read to him, to pray with him. It was extraordinary. So that was one of the more poignant points in this whole thing where I realized I can't do this alone. We really need help.
Absolutely. I love that you mentioned that asking is so important, Christine, and praise God that we could do that, absolutely, because I have always said, to everyone and our listeners, and I have written about it, that we need to ask, and not only spiritually in our prayers, because as Mark says, you know, in Psalms 11:24, which you wrote here, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. So praying to God, praying for your guardian angel to help you to bring that person, to bring the neighbor who needs to bring the treat. And then, you know, things just from there start flowing and start aligning. And so you are not alone. I mean, angel is God with you. And then you were not alone because you had the physical help as well. You had the friends that were there, which is wonderful. And I love how you say, I thought you said the treats were wonderful for Lawrence, but the treats for the nurses and the doctors as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. To help.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you're talking about the angels. One of the things I wrote about was called An Army of Angels. And one night, it was a very long night at the hospital, and I realized that Lawrence had this army of people just watching over him. He had people and he had angels, and I knew that about him. But when I came home, I felt so alone. And then I remembered that I have angels watching over me too, that it's not just for him, that people were praying, and we're praying for both of us. And so I just felt so comforted in knowing that there were angels watching over both of us.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And Christine, what was Lawrence's contribution to the book?
Well, I didn't know that he was keeping a journal in the hospital. Before he had his stroke, he was preparing for his bone marrow transplant. And so the first few weeks he was in the hospital waiting for his bone marrow transplant, he kept a journal. And I didn't know about it until we came home and unpacked his bag. And very beautiful journal that he kept as if he was writing to be published. He wrote not only about his own feelings, but he was reading the Gospel of John. And so he was sharing his interpretation of the Gospel of John. So he was sharing his personal experience. Can I read just a couple chapters to you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I was going to ask you to read anything you like.
He's talking from from the Gospel of John, chapter 3. And he says, in this chapter, John is relaying how Christ, though younger and of no political bent or status, is sought out by the more established Nicodemus to be taught. Christ's inference to the spirit of wisdom being the lesson force acting in the world in that place of wisdom and discontentment that guides and directs me. It brought me to this place where I can be reborn anew in spirit. My cells are now new in Christ. My blood type is B now, a physical expression of the spiritual change that has taken place. Personally, I see the call on my life to walk closely with Jesus, just a closer walk with thee. Being fed and nourished fills me with quiet grace.
Wow.
That's just a short passage of the depth of which he wrote, and it was very beautiful, and so I knew I needed to include this. So when I was first writing it, I had talked with him that what if I wrote a book and it was about a book for caregivers and for a patient, and then you could give me your insights. And we never did anything about it. He was waiting for his bone marrow transplant, and then what happened was he had leukemia and he found out he had leukemia, so our world was turned upside down. So he never was able to contribute, but he did.
He did.
The angels were guiding him, and he wrote very, very beautifully, and I included that in this book.
Well, knowing Lawrence, and God bless him, he was very eloquent speaker, and
yes,
he was wonderful writer. So
yes,
absolutely,
was.
God inspired him to write this, and you know, God has different plans for all of us, and I guess that was one of the miracles that Lawrence gave to you and to others through this book. So before we go to break, do you want to tell our listeners where they can get this book, Christine?
The book has not been printed yet. It's very close, but it's not in print. So I'm offering on my website, sacredheartministries.org, I'm offering a 20% discount, and that's only good until July 1st. And then it should be at the printers by then. And then after that, people will be able to purchase it at the publisher, which is wisewomanpress.com. And I'll have a link on my website to that. So right now, if you want to purchase it, you can go to my website and get the details and get it at a 20% discount.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. So again, for our listeners, The Anatomy of Caring could be pre-ordered through it's www.sacredheartministries.org, and that's Christine Green's website. Go directly there, and there's a 20% discount. It's very inspiring, a wonderful, wonderful book. So we are going to take a break, and I do want to open the lines for our listeners if you wish to call in to ask Christine any question or, of course, for your angel messages. Let me give out those numbers. Toll free, 888-815-9756 or 530-327-7602 or 530-413-4522. We are going to take a short break, and we'll be back like in 90 seconds. Hello, everyone. You are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on BBSRadio.com. I'm Linda Torres, your host tonight, and we are talking with Reverend Christine Green about her new book, Anatomy of Caring. But I think we have a caller. Is this Leslie? Hello?
Hello?
Leslie?
Oh, yes.
Hi, Leslie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry. I thought I was
Could I be the third caller or something? But,
yeah. No, you're on. You're the first caller. What's your question?
It's actually, I think, along the lines somewhat of what you guys might be talking about. I think I have a blood condition. I'm not sure I'm going to be tested tomorrow, but there's this thing where my hair is falling out. I'm fatigued. I feel like I might be low in iron or something. But I'm wondering if your angels can tell me anything as to how I need to go about healing this.
Okay. So, Leslie, let's ask about healing. Is this the first time you're doing this test?
Yes,
Leslie?
And it's just a
okay.
a regular blood test.
Okay. So there's really nothing to be very, they're saying there's really nothing to be nervous about. That's what came out. So you need to focus more on what your healing is right now. So don't focus on what not is or what can happen, but what you will be healed with. So they will probably give you news of something you can do about this. It's something that will be released. Do you do practice any kind of spiritual practice, meditation, prayer? Okay.
Yes,
so I'm hearing and I'm feeling a lot of there's Archangel Michael coming through very, very strong, so I just need to say this right away because he's saying about negativity around you that using only your positive words and thoughts are very important because when you're in the healing process, everything manifests the way you place it with your attitude. So you need to cancel, you need to clear, you need to delete anything that is not positive. So whatever negativity goes out. And Archangel Michael can help you with cutting any kind of negativity around you in your environment, anything that's attached to you right now. So there's really not a lot of worry that I feel. So just focus on what is going to the outcome of the healing that's out of coming out of this situation.
I see. It's been hard trying to get over the fear part of it. And now that I'm kind of releasing myself from the fear part, which might be what he's talking about, the negativity.
Absolutely. There's fear. Of course, there's fear in all kinds of
health issues,
absolutely. And if you were listening to the show, you know, Christine was talking about what she went through also as a caregiver and taking care of her husband. There's always a lot of fear. And definitely you need to pray. You can meditate. And again, the archangels that are working with you is Archangel Michael. And the other archangel is Raphael, who is the healing angel. So just asking them for their support, and they can support you in your healing, sending you love and light, okay?
Yes.
Linda, can I share a scripture?
Absolutely. I was going to ask Christine, what do you want to share with Leslie?
There's a wonderful scripture because there's so many promises from God in the Bible. And so scriptures are the word of God, and if we can hold on to them, there is great power in that, and it's very healing. And it's from Isaiah. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my right hand. And so saying a scripture that you find soothing to you takes your attention off the fear and helps you place your faith in God.
I so understand what you're saying because last night I was sitting down and I was like, you know, I just need to know that you've got me. Like in the moments of fear, I need to feel like someone is there helping me through this and that I'm not alone. So it's
Absolutely.
Right that you actually are one of those people that is a caregiver because now I understand what that's about for people.
Mm. Yes. And do you have someone who's going to help you or be with you?
Well, I reached out to everyone I know last night. So.
Oh, good. Good. That's very
why
important.
All of this is happening.
That's very important.
So that's the important part, Leslie, that you are asking. Remember that whatever you ask for, you will receive. So you know, thanking the angels that they are around you, and you know, the love of God. That's you know, you're asking, you're praying, and then the physical help will come automatically. I mean, I'm sure someone is going to be there for you, absolutely. So that fear has to go away. Remember that just like Christine says, reading the Bible, reading the Psalms, it really, really helps you. It just melts away that fear, and the love, you're inundated with love, divine love. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you.
So God bless you, Leslie. I have to let you go. I have someone else on the line.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
God bless you.
Take care. Okay, hello. Do we have Vicki on the line?
Yes, how are you?
Hi, Vicki. What's your question tonight?
My question to you is, I just wanted to know, what do you see for me and Michael in the next month? Like, anything stand out? How do you feel our relationship is going to be like? And what do you see for us?
And so this is about relationships.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Okay. There is there's some issues in the past that are coming up mm-hmm. for both of you. And
in the past, correct?
There's issues from the past, from maybe mm-hmm. situations that you have both lived that are coming up. And what I'm feeling or what they're saying is that the situation has sometimes previous issues that have to be taken care of right now. And so all this mm-hmm. is emerging and coming up because you need to help each other remember to forgive yourselves and to open up to new ideas and to releasing everything that is no longer purposeful in your lives. So you're at that mm-hmm. time where you maybe need to communicate a little bit more. It says, again, and I'm hearing reading scripture, praying, talking to others, maybe, I don't know if you asked for help or counseling, and it's not really because there's something that is going negative in your relationship. On the contrary, it says that this will help both of you grow.
Okay.
So again, the archangel that's coming out is Raphael, and Raphael, again, is a healer. He heals, you know, physically and spiritually. He heals in our relationships. So Raphael can help you in a healing process in your relationship.
Okay. Do you see, like, some sort of commitment for both of us soon?
It feels very powerful. I mean, you need to go through these issues. How long have you been together?
End of 2006, and then obviously maybe like a year or so after that we got together. But it's a long distance. It's a bit complicated. I didn't meet him online or anything. I met him through a mutual girlfriend of mine, and from there. So it's been a while.
Vicki, have you asked your angels for help?
Oh, all the time.
Okay. So you need to maybe write down in a journal, write down your intentions and how you want help in this situation. And remember that the angels always ask for permission to come in and intervene in your life because we all have free will, but be open to that every day, you know.
Yeah.
Just write it down.
I got a book about angels and I'm reading it.
And write it down in your journal. It's always good to write down whatever messages come through or just writing whatever you need. And it will align with what you need to manifest in your relationship.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
Do you see him meeting my family, like in a few months? Do you see him like getting to know my family and, you know, getting to?
I don't feel anything about that right now. Because mm-hmm. there's a bit of a blockage that I feel, so I don't see, I mean, I can't see the future because, you know, angels don't, it's not like a fortune telling thing, but it's more that right now the guidance is that you need to be in prayer, you need to be in meditation, and there needs to be a process of resolving some kind of forgiveness. So that's okay. Mostly what's coming out very strongly. So I think working on that will take you to the next step.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. God bless you, Vicki.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay. I think we have another caller. Is this Andy?
It's Randy.
Randy. Sorry. He wrote down Andy.
Okay.
How are you, Randy? What's your question today?
I'm fine. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Good. I'm just wondering if the angels have any messages to give me that might make it a little easier for me to take this next step.
Okay. Could you just give us an idea what area of your life it is?
Just some changes that I'm just, you know, trying to break through on.
Changes. Okay. So what's coming through is that there's ascended masters. Have you been, do you practice meditation?
I belong to a spiritualist group where we sit, we do meditation, but I do not meditate every day.
Okay. So there is several ascended masters. Among these, you know, is Jesus. There's Buddha also coming out. And they're surrounding you. I feel like they're surrounding you in this powerful, loving circle of light. And you need to be closer to this light. That's what I'm feeling. You need to be closer to the masters in prayer and in meditation. So if you can practice that a little bit more. And also, Randy, what they're saying, the way you, your intentions of using your words and your thoughts and your feelings in a more positive way. So I'm just seeing this light that they're surrounding you with much more peace and reminding you to use invocations through prayer to Jesus, to the angels, to the archangels. Just using those tools a little bit more.
All right. Thank you. That helps out a lot.
Okay. Well, you're so welcome, Randy. God bless you.
Appreciate it. God bless you.
Okay. Bye. Okay. I don't think we have any more callers at this time. So, Christine.
Yes.
We can go back to our conversation.
Okay.
It was so interesting about this first caller, because going back to health issues, how do you feel that Lawrence dealt with the fear? Because I know that you, of course, have talked about the fear and being alone and asking for support. How do you think Lawrence dealt with that fear?
Oh, he had such strong faith. I learned so much from him and from watching his faith. And I know, and he wrote when he was in fear, he prayed. He prayed with others. He really looked to scripture. He was very devoted. And and at the same time, he was very courageous. Because he had a blood disorder, he had a lot of, he had been through tremendous number of issues over the years, and he was very courageous, and he just met each one head on. And when I would be in doubt or be worried, he'd say, his favorite line was, "Well, you know what to do," and it was for me to pray. And so he was a very... He was very committed to prayer.
He was. He was incredibly. He was also an ordained minister, right?
Yes, and I appreciated what you told this Randy about Jesus. It's like you have to find your master or make that connection, and that's where you turn to prayer. Where are you going to go? How are you going to make that connection? And we all want answers, but we have to be the ones that are practicing in order to get the answers. because I hear what you're saying is the angels will help you, but you have to be willing to be helped, and you have to be on the path so that they can come in and you're able to hear them.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, and again, it's talking about masters, you know, it's our Lord Jesus, and it's many masters, whoever you're drawn to. And again, I say angels have never asked to be worshipped or praised. You know, angels work and serve God through the service they give to us. So the instant that we ask anything in prayer, when we think about it with our loving intentions, they're there immediately. All these beings of light, you know, call it God, the universe, the divine, the angels, and the masters, they gather to serve us. So
right.
it is, like you're saying, very, very important to ask and request what is it that we need from God and all the celestial beings. They're there to support us. Was there another passage you wanted to mention about of your book, Christine?
A story that I think is just wonderful. It's to me, it's angels in action. When I was in Jerusalem a few years ago, and when I was there, I purchased these great little bracelets, and I gave some as to friends, and I kept one for myself. And it wasn't an expensive bracelet, but it had a lot of memories for me. And I was had it on, and we were at a doctor's visit, and I realized. And when we got in the medical transportation van, I looked down and I realized my bracelet was missing, and I was so dismayed because I just felt such great memories. And just felt great when I looked at this bracelet. It just reminded me of the sacred time that I had with my minister and the group of ministers that went to Jerusalem. And it was gone. And there was nothing I could do. I couldn't say, let's turn around and go back to look for my bracelet. There was nothing I could do. So in that moment, I said, I don't know what happened, but I know nothing is ever lost in God, and I know that this bracelet will be returned. Mm. So I let it go, and the next day, my friend Pam came over for a visit. We had lunch, and then after lunch, she said, oh, I almost forgot, and she pulled this little silk bag out of her purse, and inside, she does beadwork. She made 7 bracelets for me that were just beautiful. And she handed me this, and I burst into tears. It was like in that moment, it was a sign for me of how watched over we are, that God is always watching over us, and that when I declared, I know that this is returned to me, within less than 24 hours, it was returned, not one bracelet, not 2 bracelets, but 7 bracelets. And it seems like a small thing, but that's why we have to pay so much attention. It's those messages that we're getting from God and from the angels.
Absolutely.
Don't you agree?
Those are the messages that we need to be aware of. And right now, I always receive messages from the angels, you know, before a show or in the morning when I wake up, and definitely angels wanted me to do a small meditation, so I'm going to do that in a few minutes. If you want to, do the meditation with us, Christine, you're invited to do so.
Oh, yes.
Because we have 9 or 10 minutes left. But going back, you know, to what the message of the archangels and the angels is, that they want to assist us. They love us as God loves us very much. And these beings of light want to help everyone. And with our struggles and with our challenges, you know, we can be in alignment with the light of God and with the angels. And our effort only is to ask for help, you know, for their intervention. They're really saying, help us to help you. And there they are. I want to read some of the testimonials in your book that that impacted me. I really just want to mention these for those who will pick up the book, Anatomy of Caring, of Reverend Christine Green. One of the testimonials says, "This book provides a profound insight into the sheer beauty of human character, love, faith, and graciousness. It reveals humanity as at its best. Truly, this book is a mirror of Lawrence and Christine." I thought that was lovely. That's Bobby Kaler.
Yeah.
She's author of Travels of the Heart.
Yeah.
There's another one that says, I'll just say a little piece of this. "As I sit with tears in my eyes after having just finished Anatomy of Caring, I have conflicting feelings, a profound sadness over Lawrence's death, and a joyous awareness that his spirit continues to live and thrive." And that's from Elaine Sanchez. She's a caregiver speaker. And that is beautiful because, again, you know, when you read this book, you understand it's not only for both the caregiver, for your loved one who's in transition, but as Christine went through this loving process as well, Lawrence made his transition, and I think did in a very peaceful and loving way.
He did. He did. It was from everyone being in prayer. It was from his spiritual connection with God. It was from all of that when he did make his transition, so mm-hmm. much had happened. He brought us so many gifts during this illness to all those mm-hmm. around us. And when he did, he was at peace. And he continues to bless me, and I know so many people to this. He's still mm-hmm. blessing us each day.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. He was a loving being, and I know he's a loving spirit now.
yes. Thank you.
So I want to thank you, Christine, for being on the show. Before we do our meditation, for introducing this wonderful book, and that everyone can go to your website. Could you repeat your website again?
www.sacredheartministries.org.
Okay, and they could find information there for Anatomy of Caring.
Yes, and thank you, Linda. Thank you for what you do, because it's so wonderful that you help people remind them of the power of spirituality and the power of the angels, and how important it is. You provide a wonderful gift for people.
Oh, well, thank you. I just, am the instrument that that God and the angels want to use, and I do it also of service with love in my heart. So, because I love the angels, and I know that they're all around us.
Yeah.
So let's do a quick meditation, and we will end the program with the meditation. I want to thank all our listeners. So let's just take a deep, deep breath, closing our eyes. This is a little bit of divine healing light meditation with the angels and the archangels, the angels of rays. So taking a deep breath again, you inhale. And deep breath as you exhale. We call on the archangels and the angels, all the angelic hosts of light, of the most highest and pure and divine light, for our most highest good, who at this time assist us and provide healing, love, wisdom, and protection, peace and harmony to our minds, our physical beings, and our hearts. So imagine coming forth a white golden light surrounding you from the top of your head. Feel this energy of light going through your head, your neck, down through your body. Remember that nothing can harm you in this divine golden white light. This is the light parallel to the Christ consciousness and to angels' energy. Now we feel the presence of the Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael has a ray of blue flame that surrounds you with healing love, heavenly light. And Michael says that the angels of the rays represent perfect balance of energy to be of service to you and all humanity. Now we feel the presence of the Archangel Jophiel. Jophiel has a ray of golden yellow flame, serving the second ray of illumination, magnifying with divine wisdom and love, and amplifies the divine Christ love within and around you. Now we feel the Archangel Chamuel, who flows in the pink ray of divine love. This Archangel reminds us of truth and of love. Nothing but love exists. With much reverence, Chamuel comes gently to support you in loving yourself more. Adoring the divine within you allows living more fully and allows you to align with the truth of your soul. Now the Archangel Gabriel, who brings forth the ray of divine white light, magnifies purity, hope, and ascension. This messenger reminds you that this divine perfection is already present and ready to be activated in you. Now we feel again the presence of Archangel Raphael. He is surrounding you with the fifth ray of rejuvenation and healing. He works with the healing green ray to transmute all that is no longer purposeful and that no longer serves you. He is healing any area of your life, of all the earth, and all her inhabitants, and all creatures upon this planet. We see and we feel the Archangel Uriel. He is the angel of peace and devotion. He flows with a brilliant light of golden ruby of the sixth ray, bringing the fire of divine wisdom. And lastly, we see a companion in spirit. We feel the presence of the Archangel Sathkiel. Sathkiel works with Archangel Michael and with Saint Germain with the seventh ray of divine love, freedom, and transmutation. This is called the violet ray that manifests as a violet flame, magnifies the power of compassion, of forgiveness, and of freedom. Overflowing with the love of the divine, you feel and you see all the archangels with all their colors of rays mingle and merge into the divine white golden light of the Creator. We understand that you have offered the archangels the gift of expanding their light within you and elevating your heart with this visit. Held within the wings of angels, we are grateful for their presence. We are grateful for God's presence in our life. You remember that the presence of the divine love is a wondrous gift of grace. May you all be blessed on your journey with the infinite peace, power, and love offered by the angelic realm. And so it is. Amen. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to Angels Are Near Us. Next time, we will be here in 2 more weeks. May God bless you and may angels guide you on your journey. Thank you. Good night.